Lecture 9, The Reformation Goes Public.
At the end of the previous lecture, I suggested there was a kind of inner decision that Luther made in the depths of his heart that made the break with Rome inevitable, the decision that the Pope is Antichrist. You don't compromise with Antichrist. You don't try to figure out, you know, he might be right about a few things, wrong about other things. How can we come to agreement? No, no. You break with him. You flee from him. That inner decision took place in a context of very outward politics. And I want to look at the politics of the Reformation in this lecture. The indulgence controversy that began when Luther posted the 95 Theses began as a theological controversy, but it didn't stay that way. It became a very political issue. And Luther, it turns out, is very fortunate in his political circumstances because he lives in Saxony, in Germany, whose prince or ruler is Frederick the Wise. Everybody seems to think he's wise. People living at the time, historians, he certainly is astute as a politician. Because Frederick got pressured by the Romanists, the Pope, and especially the Pope's legate, Cardinal Cajetan, the man who interviewed Luther there after the Diet of Augsburg in 1518. Remember, Cajetan was supposed to arrest Luther and send him to Rome. There was a summons for Luther to go to Rome. And Luther fled from Augsburg in the middle of the night to escape arrest, arrived back in Wittenberg just one day short of a year after posting the 95 Theses. That's October 30th, 1518. And immediately, Fred is under pressure, that is Frederick, I'll call him Fred, he's under pressure to hand Luther over from Cajetan and others. But Frederick is astute, as I say. He doesn't just say, no, I won't do it. He delays. He sort of sends it to committee, right? He wants to maybe have a panel of theologians convened to judge Luther. Because he is a responsible Christian prince. He wants to do justice for his subject. And he knows that if Luther goes to Rome, he gets burned as a heretic. So he wants to have some kind of judgment for Luther to happen on German soil. It turns out he gets his wish at the next imperial diet in Worms. By the way, it reads in English as the Diet of Worms, but it's the Diet of Worms, because W is a V in German. But that's in 1521. Meanwhile, Frederick delays. He delays. And his delaying tactics work in part because Frederick becomes a very powerful person rather suddenly when the emperor dies. And they have to elect a new emperor. And remember, there are seven electors, seven German princes who elect the emperor. And Frederick, the elector of Saxony, as he is known, is one of those electors. That makes him very powerful. And something more happens. There's a lot of maneuvering to prevent Maximilian, the old emperor's grandson, Charles V, from replacing him. Right? Old Maximilian, who's dying, really wants his grandson, Charles V, to become emperor. And in fact, he does get his wish. But there's a lot of powerful people, like the King of France, the Pope, who don't want Charles V to become emperor because he would end up having too much power. He's already King of Spain. He's got lands in Austria and Hungary and in southern Italy. He's a Habsburg, right? This is the Habsburg Empire. This is too much for the King of France and the Pope. They would rather have Frederick himself be emperor. And in fact, they woo him for the job of emperor. So they're wanting to make nice with Frederick. And so they don't want to twist his arm. So Frederick can succeed in delaying handing over Luther. The Pope actually sends another legate, or rather representative, a man named Miltitz, who takes care of some of the indulgence problem. He gets this monk, Tetzel, who sells the indulgences to get basically fired and sent to a monastery. And in fact, there's also a bull, that's an official papal document, written to clarify the issue of indulgences, and some of the worst of the indulgence doctrines that Luther attacks are cleaned up. The bull is actually written by Cajetan. Right? The indulgence controversy is about to go away, but the politics, the theological issues, those won't go away. So the indulgence controversy is getting cleaned up. The indulgence practices of the church are getting cleaned up. And meanwhile, this man, Miltitz, the Pope's representative, comes to Luther and says, look, could you just be quiet for a while? And Luther says, all right, if my opponents stop attacking me, I'll stop attacking them. Fat chance.